But I say we did get mugged and stuff and lost all the tapes. So I'd written most of the songs and I did remember them all. But it was very slim backgrounds, you know. It would be me on drums, and we'd probably normally, me and Denny had started off with a couple of acoustics to just get the song down, like you would for a demo. And then we'd just build it up like a sculpture.
I can remember exactly what happened when we got there, that half the equipment at EMI Lagos didn't work. It was there, but it wasn't plugged in. And it was just kind of starting again, the challenge, you know, and it was great. I enjoyed it. The basic format was that Paul played drums and I played rhythm guitar. I can remember one day we actually went down to Ginger Baker's studio and did one of the tracks. It could have been Mamounia, I think. And Ginger played a fire bucket full of gravel as a maraca. Mamounia, 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 oh, Mamounia, Mamounia, oh. It was like a home studio, if you see what I mean. Nobody else knew what the hell we were doing, only us. But we seemed to get a great feel. We were in a strange land, a strange place, up against the odds in a way. And we'd spent so many hours like talking about everything from like, you know, vegetarianism to farming to horses to everything to do with the business, the management and the record. You know, just like people do in bands who are together all the time, you know. And we had a feel for each other so that we'd kind of bounce off each other in all things. I haven't really listened to Band on the Run, you know, since those days until recently, and I see it as an outsider does now, because I think when you're working on something, you listen to it when you're making it, then you don't hear it again because everybody else is listening to it then. I just like the total feel of it, you know. It's not a matter of the tracks, it's just the total thing and the memories, you know. That's the thing with me. So as I say, it's not the tracks, it's the concept album, and it means what it was, you know, three people in Lagos having a laugh, apart from when they got robbed. You know, even that was a little bit of excitement, you know. Everywhere I've gone, Band on the Run has been the album that people talk about. I've kind of always had that legacy with me, you know, that I was on that album, and it was my favourite as well. The contribution of the three people was, you know, very equal, and, you know, I've always thought the people have been unfair with Linda, you know, and, like, within the musical side of things. But she had a sound, you know. She was a great contribution to that band in ideas and photography, you know, just standing the ground and all sorts of things.
Well, I had to worry more about learning to play piano and keyboard, so most of my time went really to that. I wasn't too worried about what critics said, because in a way they were right. They got me at a learning stage. And I can see it was such a contrast from what people expected. I can almost see why they put me down. Well, I've got so much pleasure out of it now. I think at first, when you don't know anything, you can't really get pleasure out of it. But now that I really do know chords and I do have a feel for music, I really love it. I can only see me growing.
People often ask what role Linda played in my music. As far as her kind of sitting there while I'm writing it and saying, do this, do that, use that chord, use that, it wouldn't be like that at all. It'd be more a question of me just goofing off and playing piano or guitar. But if I ever needed someone to bounce off and any opinions on it, then I could always trust Linda for like a great, honest viewpoint, you know. And if she liked it, then I thought it would probably be pretty good. She had great taste. And Linda was brilliant.